Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, Adam. A little bit of good news to start off the morning. Those Chinese miners that said, please don't forget us, 11 have been rescued.
11 out of the 22.
We 21, know that one of them, 22.
One of them has died, definitely, which leaves 10 others. But, yeah, the good news, definitely, that after nearly 2 weeks, these 11 gold miners trapped hundreds of meters underground. It can't have been a great situation for them, but we know that the rescuers have managed to get some medicine, some food and water down to them. They'd passed that note up, and they famously about, please don't give up on us. And now they have been brought to the surface. So that took some doing. Wow. But unfortunately, we still don't know about the fate of the other 10. And 2 weeks on, obviously, after an explosion and the rock fall within, it'll probably take a miracle to find the other 10, or certainly to find the other 10 alive.
I can only imagine. And then staying in the theme of China, at least, warplanes have been flying over Taiwan?
Yeah, this happens, doesn't it? We constantly have reported it, with Russia just flexing its little military muscle at NATO, testing response times. So what is China doing? For the 2 days running over the weekend, first 18 aircraft and then 15 aircraft of various sizes and shapes, bombers, anti-submarine aircraft, some fighter planes as well, basically went across Taiwan airspace. Of course, this is a disputed island nation recognized by much of the world as a separate nation, but regarded by China as a breakaway province and therefore technically its own. So, of course, in China's view, they haven't gone across Taiwan airspace. It's theirs. It's all China's. But given this has happened just after Joe Biden was sworn into office, given that Donald Trump had been quite pro-Taiwan and anti-China, as we know, with his all sorts of things, what is this? Is this China saying to Joe Biden, let's discuss this, don't forget, it's ours, Taiwan, don't you go rearming yourself even more than you already have done under President Trump? There's something going on there that is difficult to tell from 10,000 miles away.
Sure, a lot going on in the skies, on the ground, and apparently in the ocean as well. What is the sea shanty?
Well, it's that sort of classic thing that you and I might think, yeah, I'm not going to be bothered with a sea shanty, thank you very much, that sort of dilly-day, that sort of stuff, usually with words, I have to say.
Yes.
But 3 or 4 years ago, a group of Cornish fishermen got a big record deal, and suddenly the sea shanty was in the album charts. A couple of years ago, they made a film about them, which did okay at the box office, a quiet little film with Daniel Mays, but yeah, nice enough. Here we are now. The biggest meme of 2021 is a TikTok success of a bunch of guys from Bristol in the west of England doing the Wellerman, which is an infectious sea shanty about sugar and tea and rum and a clipper and we'll be home for you, hey, that sort of stuff. All very avast me hearties. This is now being taken on by a postman from Scotland who is already himself a TikTok star and is turning it into a dance track. There's something about, in many cases, we're talking 200-year-old sea shanty songs that just seems to be stirring the soul a little bit. Or is it that we're so desperate in lockdown, we'll buy anything and do anything?
Whatever it takes to lift the spirits, Adam. Anything for us to feel grateful for out of COVID-19. We'll catch up with you
quite
tomorrow.
Right.
Hope you're managing in the lockdown. Thank you so much, Adam Gilchrist, there in London with your worldview.